Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are forced pregnancy, somnophilia, coerced sex work, dubcon, stalking, and explicit sexual content.
Woof.
Yeah, we gave Riley a heavy one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And then I have a review, an Apple review, and this one comes from Heavenly, and it says, so funny. It's like my favorite. I love hearing their takes on my favorite smut books. I laugh out loud every episode.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
So sweet. That was a Heavenly review.
It was.
And this month we made Riley read Short on Rent by May Alder. And we're going to get right into it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We begin in our female main character's POV, Laura. She's late on rent again, and she's dreading telling Blake, her roommate. She's short for the third time in 5 months. She's pacing outside his door, trying to build up the courage to knock. She mumbles to herself to just do it, knock on his door, with her fist hovering in the air. But she just whisper shouts, fuck, and loses her nerve. Blake must have heard her because he swings open his door with a pained expression plastered to his brutally handsome face. She's speechless. He's just too hot. There's always been something eerily familiar about him, but she's never been able to put her finger on it.
Oh no.
That would be terrifying to live with someone and you're like, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah. I don't think I could.
No.
I wouldn't be able to overcome it. Also, if I was late on rent for like the third time in 5 months, stressful. Stress would eat me alive.
Shame.
Eat me alive.
Shame.
I don't think I could live with someone that I was like super, super attracted to and not want to have sex with them every day.
I thought you were going to say you couldn't live with someone who was always short on rent, but also that, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that too.
She looks into his sea green eyes, but he's just basically staring past her. He never makes eye contact with her or really looks in her direction. She can tell Blake knows exactly why she's standing there waiting for him, and this makes her feel so small, like she's in front of a disappointed parent with yet another failing report card. She decides she would rather disappear than ask Blake for money again, so she turns around and walks away. Before she can get far, Blake grabs her elbow and spins her around and says, "You're going to be short again, aren't you?" Laura shakes her head no, and he raises an eyebrow at her and tells her not to lie to him, and asks how much she needs as he rubs small circles with his thumb over her arm. She tells him she needs $550 and that she will pay him back when she can. He sighs heavily and tells her that's more than last month, and she only just paid him back for it with her last check. She internally cringes and tries to pull out of his grip. She's absolutely humiliated. She apologizes to Blake and tells him her boss cut her hours and she's trying to figure it out. She just needs a little help in the meantime. Blake says, "A little. Covering for you for a third time is more than a little help," as he tightens his grip on her arm. She says, "Please," and tells him this will be the last time. She's been babysitting or waitressing since she was 14 years old. She's always found a way to take care of herself. She had a rough childhood and went foster home to foster home and ultimately ended up being homeless. She thought about just up and leaving Blake's before, but the thought of being homeless again makes her shudder. She was incredibly lucky Blake even took a chance on her when she showed up with just a backpack and the clothes she had on. She begs him again, and he angrily tells her he'll give her $100. She says thank you and that she'll figure out the rest. He says, "I'll give you $100 but you have to do something for me. She blurts out, I'll do it, without even knowing what he wants. She's offering laundry or cleaning, and he says, no, no, as he moves closer to her, pushing her against the couch.
$100 for you to bend over the couch and pull your pants and panties down. Only $100.
$100? Yeah.
I know, I'm like, wow, $100 for that? I'd do it.
Down, I'd say. I'd stand here for hours. Well, no.
How long you want me here?
You get fucked for her. I would be like, that's $500, baby.
He's not fucking her. He's just looking at her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought he wanted to fuck her. I would be like, what?
Well, yeah, I would want more money than that.
I know. She's just selling herself short.
Laura is obviously like, what the fuck? And says she's not going to have sex with him. She's thinking to herself like, yeah, sure. She would usually jump at the chance to fall into bed with Blake, but not like this. This is too much. With a pleading tone, he tells her he won't touch her. He just wants her to bend over and show him her puss. Instead of, you know, kicking this man in the dick or throat punching him, she asks him if that's it. No touching. And he tells her no touching and he'll give her $100. She says, okay, she'll do it. And Blake is pumped. His, like, whole demeanor changes.
He's like, yes!
I'm team Blake, honestly. I would hate living with this girl if she was always short on rent.
Yeah. You know what? Just you wait. I hope you stick with that.
Am I going to be eating my words?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Damn, damn, damn.
Blake flicks the overhead lights on and Laura faces the couch, slowly working her pants and underwear down her thighs. She then leans forward, bracing her hands on the arm of the couch. From behind her, Blake tells her to push her pants down to her ankles and bend all the way with her elbows on the cushion. Even though she absolutely hates this, she does as she's told. Girl needs her money.
She does.
I'd be like, what else you want me to do?
I need $450 more.
Yeah, come on, what else do you need? Blake says, there you go. Scoot your feet apart, wider, keep going. Good girl. And that good girl gives Laura goosebumps all over her body. No one has ever called her that before. She's having an internal battle with herself over this situation and how exactly she's going to get the rest of the money when she hears the sound of a belt unbuckling and a zipper being pulled down behind her. So she shoots up and yells, I told you I'm not going to have sex with you. He tells her he told her he wasn't going to touch her. If she wants that $100, she needs to bend back over and stay there until he's done. She says, done with what? But he doesn't answer. Next thing she hears is frantically fast, wet slapping noises. I would be so pissed.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the deal.
I know. At least tell me that's what you're gonna do. Give me a heads up.
Should have had your rent.
You know what? Charlotte, you slumlord.
Stop.
Laura grips the couch, willing herself not to bolt. Blake says he'll give her another 50 if she spreads her ass cheeks and pussy lips. He wants to see inside her. She tells him another 100. He whines, but doesn't answer. She teases him by barely parting them, and he says, fine, another 100 if she pulls them all the way apart and tilts her hips even more. It's a strange victory, but she does as she's told.
Blake gasps. Laura, baby, oh God, there you go. Such a good girl showing me your pretty pussy. Fuck. The obscene wet slapping noises start coming faster together while his moans grow louder between heaving for air like he's running a race instead of just masturbating. His dirty words send a shockwave through me that I don't understand, and I'm breathing as hard as he is, even though I don't move so much as a muscle.
Dang, this is wild.
Okay. Should have had your rent. I'm going to say it 1,000 times.
What happened the first 2 times? Third time is not the charm. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I've had it.
Show me your fucking pussy.
I'd do the same thing.
Would you? Would you?
Yeah.
I hope
yeah.
Nobody has to ever rent from you.
They better hope they don't.
You'd be a scary landlord.
Don't be short on rent. I don't know.
Blake lets loose a pained grunt and falls to his knees behind Laura. This scares the shit out of Laura, and she tries to lunge forward, but there's nowhere to go. Because mind you, she's like at the back of the couch. She can feel Blake's hot breath on the back of her thighs, but he's surprisingly not touching her. Fucking creep.
It's like the sibling thing in the car where they're like, I'm not touching you.
Yeah, that's what I thought of too.
He tells her, don't move. Stay just like that. Adrenaline is coursing through her veins, and she doesn't dare turn around to look at Blake. I wouldn't want to look at him either.
Another $100 to let me lick it. Please, please, I need to taste you. But you said no touching. I, 150. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. That's $350 total. If I let Blake lick me, I can do that. Can't I? It's not sex. Not really, right? Right?
Okay.
Okay. What is she at right now? Is she at 550?
No. Or is that 450?
She'd be at 350 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think she's getting fucked.
Yeah.
Should have had your rent.
Shut the fuck up. Blake rests his head against her thigh and says, "Thank you. Oh, God, thank you." Like the little freak he is. Then he dives into Laura's pussy. Even though Laura is in the most uncomfortable position right now, she's ass up, face down, pressed against the couch, still holding her ass cheeks apart and on her tippy toes. I'd be like, I would have a Charlie horse or something, a cramp somewhere.
Yeah. Your calves are burning.
Yeah, they would. They'd look real good, though.
They would.
She is, however, really enjoying Blake eating her out. He starts to play with her clit, and this is sending her over the edge. Blake tells her he wants her to come on his tongue as he attacks her pussy. Laura shouts, "Blake, oh God," as her pussy gushes.
Oh fuck, baby, I knew you'd be a squirter. More proof you were made for me. He licks long lines up and down my thighs, then suctions his lips around my pussy until it's all gone. Oh, like her squirt is all gone. I was like, till what's all gone?
Her whole pussy's gone.
Yeah.
I need you, Blake says with a hoarse voice as he jumps to his feet and taps what must be his bare penis against my slit that I'm still holding open. He readjusts and presses the wet tip of it against my entrance. 200 to let me stick it in. Please, baby, I need to get my cock inside your gorgeous wet cunt.
Ooh, that brings her to 550.
That's her rent.
I'd say, well,
rent's paid, baby.
Stick it in.
You know what? She wouldn't be in this situation.
Shut up.
If she had the rent money.
I mean, you're not wrong. Laura is so intoxicated by her first explosive orgasm that she doesn't think to stop Blake or try to negotiate. The next thing she knows, he scoops her up and carries her to his bedroom, which has always been off limits since she's lived there. Laura nuzzles her face against his neck and asks what he's doing. He flicks the lights on, kisses her forehead, and tells her he needs to see her eyes the first time he takes Oliver. He lowers her on the king-size bed, which oddly enough has the same velvety lavender-colored comforter as she does. She's thinking to herself, first time, is she going to do this again? Is he going to keep paying her to have sex? As she's thinking to herself, he undresses her and tells her she is so beautiful. Blake takes his shirt off to reveal broad shoulders and a smooth, muscular chest. He's hot as fuck.
For now.
For now?
Yeah, he gets us hot, in my opinion. He's not even hot to me right now. But what about to you guys?
I mean, he's helping her out.
Yeah.
That's true.
And she's always wanted to have sex with him, so.
That's true.
She wouldn't have to do this a second time if she would just have the fucking rent money.
All valid points.
I'm anti-Laura right now. I would hate living with her.
Boo, tomato, tomato.
She's like, goddamn, he's hot. And he's older. He's somewhere in his late 20s and she's 18.
Well, I just thought that she was like a grown woman.
Barely legal.
Hot. Blake removes his jeans and underwear, revealing his big fat cock.
Yeah, he does.
Blake crawls on the bed towards Laura and straddles her. They lock eyes as he hovers over her and he tells her she has such beautiful eyes and to keep them on him. He crashes a kiss on her and now they're passionately making out. This is also Laura's first real kiss.
Oh no.
Wow. Surprise, surprise, she's a virgin. At one point, she's like, what do I do with my hands? So she rests them on his sides, which I thought was kind of funny. What do I do with my hands? Blake then settles in between her legs and then forcibly enters her pussy, making her cry out. She grits her teeth in pain and slams her eyes shut.
Look at that, pretty girl. Fuck me. You did such a good job taking half my cock in your tight little virgin pussy. There's more, I whisper, yell in disbelief. I thought he had pushed all of it in me, my muscles already straining to the max to stretch around what is terrifyingly only half of him. My mind snags on what else he said. How did you know I was a virgin? I never told him that. The plot thickens.
It does.
It does thicken. Ew, Blake's a fucking creep.
She tells him it hurts and to stop, but instead he snakes a hand in between them and he starts rubbing her clit. He continues slamming into her as he rolls her clit and she's in heaven now. Everything's fine.
Problem solved.
She tells him, oh God, it's happening again, and grabs a fistful of his hair.
Yes, yes, pull my hair, baby, and come on my cock like you did on my tongue. He attacks my clit and pants in my ear. Fuck, fuck, I can feel you clenching so good, so tight. Fucking choking my dick. You're gonna make me come so hard.
If someone said that to me during my first time, I would be shocked.
Yeah. What? She realizes he isn't wearing a condom and says, no, you can't, as she tries to tuck her hips and wiggle out of it.
I'll pay your full rent if you let me come inside your bare pussy. His next thrust is rougher, harder than all the others, inching me up the bed, but I'm not on birth control. Oh, Laura, he moans.
Oh, Laura.
So he goes.
He moans with longing as if he's pleased by that admission and slides his hand from my throat under my back to hold me close. 9 months rent, a year, 3 years. I'll pay it all if you let me come inside you, baby. Fuck, I have to come. His cock becomes a jackhammer pounding into me as he whispers in my ear. It belongs to you, sweet girl. Say yes and let me give it to you. Say it.
Oh, it's a little creepy.
But also, 3 years of rent?
Yeah.
To get cream pied?
Yeah. I'd be like, 3 years plus $50 for Plan B tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A steal of a deal.
Yeah, too bad. I want it in writing, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Laura screams Blake's name, and they both reach their climax. So this man just came in her. But she's too blissed out to really even care. They both lay on the bed, catching their breath. The slow leak of his cum down her ass seems oddly familiar, and she can't figure out why.
What? Look at that pretty girl. So damn sexy. Finally giving it to you straight from the source, Blake whispers with something like worship. What does that mean?
What?
To see it leaking out of your perfect pussy in the light.
What's happening? My mind's going in weird places.
I have barely enough energy to wonder what he means by finally and straight from the source before he strokes his cock until he's fully hard again and eases back inside me. Oh my god, where's your refractory period?
I know. Just you wait. This whole book is like a fuck.
The whole book
is a fuck?
Yeah.
Like a mind fuck?
Like during a fuck. A period of fuck. Okay. Like they're fucking the entire time. There's not a time where they are not. From this point on.
Damn.
They're getting it.
She figures out his backstory while they're fucking?
Yeah, just wait.
Oh my goodness.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We are now in Blake's POV, and a week has passed, and they've been fucking like rabbits. Blake is absolutely 100% creepily in love with Laura. He can't get enough of her. Her eyes, her supple breasts, the sexy roll of her lower belly, her puckered asshole that winks at him when he hits it from behind, her mind-blowing pussy. They both haven't worked for a week. He's been making her rest in between fucks, bringing her food, and walking her to the bathroom.
So this part kind of confuses me, but I'm gathering this is exactly what is happening. When he takes her to the bathroom, she pisses and he just jacks it while she's going to the bathroom.
Why? Like on her?
I think like into it, because he said something like mixing their fluids. Yeah.
Cute.
Oh.
Blake is able to miss work easily because he owns his own web design business. He also made a deal with Laura's boss without her knowing. He'll redesign his website for free so Laura doesn't get fired for missing work. Blake had one of his employees clear his schedule until Laura gets pregnant.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Blake is gently fucking Laura, and he's just thinking to himself that he never wants this to end. He has this primal need to claim her and fill her until her belly is round with their child.
Okay, so he has a breeding kink, which is like, whatever.
But like, does Laura know this?
I don't think so.
Oh, I feel like Laura should know this.
Miss Girl does not.
Oh.
That's it, baby. You're doing such an amazing job letting your man make love to you. It feels incredible to finally be together, doesn't it? I know you feel it too. My man? My love? Laura's voice is hoarse after screaming and moaning all week. You don't love... Shh. Don't fight it, sweet girl. Feel how your pussy opens up for me. Your body was perfectly made to take your man inside you. I press a kiss to her lips before she can try denying reality again. Inhaling her fertile, feminine scent deep into my lungs as I stare into her soulful eyes that suddenly widen with alarm.
Yeah, be alarmed.
Yeah.
You should be alarmed.
She said, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was never short on the rent, this wouldn't be happening.
Well,
I think this was a master plan from the beginning.
Just wait. I think it would have been happening.
I love that he's been cream pieing her for literally, 7 days straight. And now she's like, oh, shit.
Like, do you not know how babies get made?
Well, no, she was a homeless, like, 17-year-old, and then she turned 18.
Yeah. I feel like she should still know.
Yeah.
Blake asks if he can tell her a secret. He tells her he's been in love with her since the moment he laid eyes on her. Laura tells him he can't be in love with her. They've only lived together 5 months, and they've barely seen each other in those 5 months. He tells her, no, no, it's been longer than that. He says almost 7 months ago. He watched from the lobby of the police station as an officer dragged her inside after arresting her for trespassing and handed her over to a social worker. She asks him why he was there, and he says his apartment was broken into and he was filing a police report. But the moment he saw her, he just knew he loved her. Laura is obviously shocked, and with wide eyes, she asks him if he followed her. Blake says, yes, I had to. He had to know his girl was safe. He couldn't let anything happen to her. Laura swallows hard and asks him if he was watching her. And like, yeah, girl, duh. He just said he was following you. Obviously, he was watching you.
Yeah. We love a protective king. Jenna.
Jenna. Jenna, this is called stalking.
This is a crime.
Yeah. She says, no, it's not.
It's cute. Pookie is protective.
But this man tells her, oh, yeah, girl, I was watching you. I camped out in front of your place for a week, and then I would sneak in your bedroom when you weren't there. He rented their current apartment because he knew she would need a place to live when she graduated high school and that it was close to the college. He watched her for like 2 months while she lived on the streets. Mind you, while he was telling her all of this, his dick is still inside of her.
My goodness.
He's like, remember when you were fucking homeless? I loved you so much.
I'd be like, well, did you at least give me like a 20 or something? Damn.
Fuck. It was like, I was watching you curl up on that sidewalk. And I was doing nothing. Absolutely nothing, but you looked good. He tells her every time she went to work, he would race ahead of her to pin his roommate ad to the community board. He would sit in a corner at her work and work on his laptop, and then once her shift was over, he would take the roommate ad down. Laura is like, oh my god, you were stalking me, as he continues fucking her. She also asks him why he was always so weird with her, never making eye contact, barely speaking to her. He says, oh, you want to hear something else? I never needed help with rent. All that money you gave me, I put into a separate account for you. Laura freezes, looking at Blake as if he belonged in an asylum. He tells her he couldn't look or talk to her because he was so in love with her. She was just too tempting. She tells him that doesn't make any fucking sense, and she pushes on his chest to get him off, but he doesn't budge. If I was living with this man, and like, I was stressed about rent all the fucking time, and then as his dick is in me, he's telling me, hey, I actually never needed any of that, I'd kill myself right there.
Grab a gun from the nightstand. Yeah, blow your brains out.
Give me a gun, because the stress I felt, and you're just like, oh, I didn't need it.
He's like, Pookie, it's in your savings account that I made for you.
But also, yeah, like, that's cool. 1 point for him there. So this next part, kind of rapey. Just a heads up.
Okay.
He's fucking her and holding her down as she's thrashing underneath him. She's able to squirm away from him, crawling off the bed, grabbing his brick-sized docking station off his nightstand as a weapon. She calls him a bastard and tells him he paid her to let him do things to her, and he didn't even need the money. Why? She then throws the station towards his head, but he swats it away. So she picks up his metal table lamp and cocks her arm back and tells him to answer her. Blake says he didn't mean to, and Laura says, what the hell does that even mean? Didn't mean to what? And Blake tells her it just slipped out, and Laura screams, what did?
I never would have made you pay rent if I thought you would accept living here for free, but I knew you wouldn't. And then you were begging for my help again, and it just slipped out, asking you to bend over and show me your pussy. I never thought you would say yes, but fuck, I'm so glad you did. I'll treasure that special moment for the rest of my life.
What a special moment.
Yeah.
Laura says, are you kidding me? And throws the lamp, barely missing Blake. Next thing she throws is a framed photo of herself sitting under a tree. The one Jesus. After that, a framed photo taken of her through the crack of her bedroom door, naked.
Okay.
She was able to hit him this time, right in the face, drawing blood. Laura says, oh shit, sorry. But like, why, girl? Why are you sorry? Beat that man. Blake stalks towards her, pushing her up against the wall.
You're gonna pay for that, baby. You can start by bending over the side of the bed and letting me eat your juicy ass like a good girl.
Oh,
juicy.
Eat that booty.
The apologetic expression on Laura's face immediately disappears and she screams, "Fuck you, Blake." She tells him she's not going to pay for shit. All those times she would literally make herself sick until she threw up over how she would be able to pay rent and he didn't need the money this whole time. Blake says, "No, baby, I would never kick you out. I love you." He was wondering why she was throwing up so often and Laura is like, "Wait, how do you know I was throwing up?" Blake whispers under his breath and Laura yells at him to fucking answer her. He tries to kiss her, but she turns away. He pleads with her and asks if he can eat her ass before he plants a kiss on her. I'd be like, "Oh my God, get away from me."
Yeah, not the time, Blake.
No. She's not having any of this and says, "Fuck you." She doesn't care. She's not letting him do anything to her. But he picks her up, throws her on the bed, and gets on top of her. He forces her legs open and slides into her and she screams. She tries to bite his shoulder and he begs for her to listen to him. He was never angry at her. He was disappointed in himself. Never ever her. Laura tells him she doesn't understand and asks why. Blake has been obsessed with Laura ever since he saw her. He was going to wait until she turned 20 and finish her 2 years at the junior college, but it was just too hard. Her scent was everywhere. He's just so upset with himself because he keeps failing. She asks if that's true, then why did he offer to pay to see her puss? He tells her it just slipped out, and then once it happened, he lost all control. He would have promised her anything and everything in that moment to have her awake.
Awake?
And then she's like, wait, what? Awake? What does that mean? Well, he's been pacing outside her bedroom at night when she's asleep, wondering if it'll be the night his control snaps, and he goes into her room to take her, willingly or not.
Oh, Blake.
When you're not here during the day, I steal your dirty panties out of your laundry basket and jack off with them until I come. You do? Yes. Every single fucking day. Then I smear it on your pillows so you'll smell me when you lay down at night. I smear it on the clean panties in your drawers too. You have no idea what it does to me, knowing my girl's walking around with my cum in her panties every day, that I've claimed you as mine, even if you didn't know it.
How would you not notice? Are you still Team Blake, Charlotte?
No, but how would you not notice that your panties are crunchy when you put them on?
Yeah.
And your pillow.
And your pillow.
I would immediately notice that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
He got issues, girl. He got issues.
They are still fucking. What? Laura is like, "Oh my God," but also she's not trying to get away. Instead, she grabs a fistful of Blake's hair and shoves her tongue down his throat. She asks him what else he's done. He says, "Do you really want to know?" She bites her lip and nods. So he tells her he picked this apartment because it only had one bathroom, and he drilled a hole in the corner and put a camera in it so he could watch her shower.
Oh my God.
The landlord special.
Laura knows that's not all, so she asks what more he's done.
"I'm sorry," I burst out. "I also watch you. Fuck, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Change your tampons when you're on your period. Ugh." I didn't want to tell her that last bit, but when her pussy walls contract around me, I go on. "I replayed that first video of you putting a tampon in your little cunt so often that I jacked my dick raw and had to go to urgent care to get a special cream for it."
Oh my God.
This man is crazy. Laura says that's extremely fucked up. And then asks what else. At this point, I would not want to know anything more. I'd be like, stop.
No.
Stop telling me.
Yeah.
But this is where Blake draws the line. He says he can't tell her what else he's done for fear of being locked up or worse, Laura hating him. Like I said, they still be fucking. Laura is able to get Blake on his back and she straddles him, slamming down on his cock. She tells Blake to tell her what else he's done. If he loves her, he will tell her. He tells her he lied. He couldn't stay out of her room. The only time he held back was the very first night she moved in, but even then, it only lasted a few minutes. Laura's pupils grow wide and she tells him to tell her.
"Jesus, Jesus, that bedtime tea you drink? I buy it for you in bulk so you'll fall asleep faster. I stand next to your bed and turn your head to the side so I can feel your breath on my balls while I jack off. Ew." "You wear that eye mask so even when you wake up, you can't see me and go right back to sleep. I've bitten my lips bloody, trying not to make any noise when I come. And then, when I do come, I push your blankets down and pull your cute little panties to the side. I swipe my fingers through my cum and then push it into your pussy. All of it. Every drop."
Bro.
Is he sedating you? Because how are you not waking up?
Yeah, I'm like, you have fingers in your pussy and you're a virgin.
Sleepy time tea is not that hard in the paint. Like,
no. No. Be able to wake up. No. You're acting like you took a fucking trazodone.
When I read that, I was like, there is no fucking way. But then also, I'm kind of a hard sleeper. I feel like possibly.
No, there's no. I'm a hard sleeper and I would wake up from that.
You think so?
Yes. If he is putting his fingers in her enough to put every last drop of his cum in there while she's sleeping, there's no way she's not waking up.
I'm like, you had to have been drugging her. There's no way.
She is hibernating like a bear.
Yes, she is. Instead of being angry or freaking out, Laura asks how many times. And Blake tells her, oh, baby, every night. Sometimes two or three times a night.
Oh, my God.
Haven't missed a beat, baby. Every day.
For 5 months?
Yeah.
That's how I knew you were a virgin and why you didn't bleed the first time we had sex. I already popped your cherry with my fingers. Oh, my God. You popped. So even though you paid me to let you come inside me, it didn't matter. You've essentially been coming inside me this whole time, every night for 5 months. Yes, but that was the first time I did it with my dick inside you, and it was fucking incredible.
How is she not waking up from having her hymen ripped apart?
She's sedated with sleepy time tea.
How was her pussy not sore? She just got finger blasted in the middle of the night.
Sometimes a couple.
Yeah, and if you're sticking all your cum up, it's not like he's like, it's like he is like sticking his fingers up there.
I wonder if her Google search is probably like, why do I have so much discharge?
Yeah.
Why is my vagina sore every day of my life?
When I've done nothing to it. Laura says this explains so much, seeming to be delighted, and puts her hands on her belly. Blake asks, explains what? And she screams, I think I'm pregnant. And they both come together. Blake asks her if she really thinks she's pregnant. And she says, yes, you stalker. You've been coming in me every night. It explains why she's been so sick. She was going to go to the doctor for anxiety meds, but she doesn't have insurance. Blake says, shit, here's what we're going to do. And rushes to his dresser and pulls out a 1.5 carat diamond ring and shoves it on her finger. Laura is like, what? And Blake tells her he always planned on marrying her. Just have to move the time frame up so he can add her to his insurance. And now he wants to celebrate by eating her ass. The end.
This poor child.
There is a prologue. They have a baby boy named Noah. He's 8 months old. They're happily married and so in love. And they do some passionate piss play in the shower.
Wow. Oh my God.
The end.
A wild ride, truly.
They seem like they're made for each other.
I will say I started out anti-Laura, pro-Blake, and I ended anti-both of them. They are both horrible.
Both weird. Both weirdos.
You know, there is someone for everybody.
Yes.
There is. And the moral of the story is,
pay your rent.
Have your fucking rent money. Yeah, rent.
Yep, pay your rent. You hear that, everyone?
Pay your fucking rent.
But yeah, fun little read.
Wow. We're all speechless.
But just speechless.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.